And local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 11th of July. Nice start to the day, sunshine and 72 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. Plenty of city projects to talk about and get updated on. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Ron, good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So the summertime, there's really not much downtime here. And, you know, we have the two significant ongoing projects that have been really on the radar here for several months. And now we've got the street rehab project, which is going now on top of that. Jim, I wanted to start with Highland Street because, you know, it seems like there's been a fair amount of progress. And before we start talking about really the scope of the project, I guess I wanted to start at the end of things. Are we still on track to possibly have all the work done here by the time Emporia State students get back?
That's the goal. That's the contract. And it was out there just a couple of days, well, late last week and this week. So it looks like they're on track. At this point right now, if I want me to jump into the weeds on this, I talk about the project.
Well, let's get into the weeds here, Jim.
Why not?
Okay. So at this point, the utility work, sanitary sewer, water line, and storm sewer are all completed. The contractor has the curb and gutter, angled parking along Shallon Camp, the sidewalk, ADA ramps, and they've got the base lift of asphalt minus the surface lift in between 12th and 13th, which is what we called phase one on the project. And they're currently working on subgrade, curb and gutter, sidewalk, ADA ramps from 13th to 16th Avenues. The asphalt base lifts will be constructed following the curb and gutter. Then that surface lift of asphalt will follow up the project on the entire length from 12th to 16th Avenue. So we have it scheduled. I think initially it was August 7th was the contract, and we had a few things that we encountered on the project, some unforeseen conditions, and we've given a few more days in that. But the completion date is still within the week prior to move in on the fall semester.
All right, so right down to the countdown to the start of the fall semester at Emporia State. So, yeah, it's things looking good so far out there, Jim? You like what you saw?
They are. So I think they're in good shape. You know, I'll knock on wood and weather, or have my fingers crossed here that weather holds up and we don't all of a sudden see some weather patterns that change that prediction and forecast. But it looks like they should be able to finish on schedule and on time.
Emporia City Manager Jim Hubert with us on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE Live and Local, 723, 72 degrees on a Tuesday morning. Well, 6th and Prairie, what are we looking at, Jim? Where are we at?
Well, and a very good project as well. I know the traveling public was glad to see that when we reached a milestone in that project that the contractor, and let me stress KDOT's contractor, because while we are a partner in on this, KDOT hired the contractor. It was administered through KDOT out of Topeka. But they pulled the traffic control back, and at this point right now, we finally was able to get, or they were finally able to get the traffic signal pole base poured with a little bit of modifications over on the BP convenience store corner. That was poured, I think, last week, early last week. Need to have a two-week cure time. And I'm understanding then that the traffic signal poles should be delivered in the next 1 to 2 weeks. So the remaining items then are put the traffic signal poles, the new ones up, which are on the north half, Mr. G's corner, and on the BP station corner. Go ahead and get those up and running, set the signal timing on those. There's a little bit of work to do around the signal pole that goes up against Mr. G's car wash sign, a little bit of work that still has to be done over there. And then the temporary traffic signal poles that are in there will have to be removed and pulled out of the project and then finish the cleanup work. So the expectation is here in August. They're saying early mid-August, so I'm just going to say August at this point, so we don't so we don't overpromise and underdeliver on that project.
And you know, one of the things too, I remember the last time that you'd mentioned here about those signal poles is pretty tricky trying to find a spot here too with everything that you don't see, you know, under the surface level that's in that area.
It was, and that was the holdup with it over on the BP intersection corner. There was an abandoned water line, an existing water line. There is a 5 by 8 foot storm sewer box underneath that corner. We've got an old raw water line, which is now our lime sludge line. It runs to our lime pits down southwest part of town from the water treatment plant. All of the franchise utilities with the electric, gas. I mean, yeah, you name it, it was there, and trying to avoid drilling a pier 13 feet deep that's 3 foot in diameter and then miss all of that, it was a little bit of a challenge.
What about the new signal lights there, Jim? What are we going to be looking at? This is an upgrade from what we had out there?
It is. This system that we're putting in is a radar. It's going to be a radar and camera system, and what the radar affords you and gives you the ability to do is on low visibility days, whether it's, you know, rain, fog, whatever, versus the camera systems, it can see through and cut through that, and those will be placed up and down U.S. 56th Avenue, and then looks like we're going to be looking at just camera activated, which we have in other parts of town, up and down Prairie. And so hopefully it should be a more interactive system and kind of move, I'd say, adjust traffic patterns or signal patterns with the traffic as it flows throughout the day. So hopefully we'll see better traffic flows there through that intersection, which is our heaviest traffic intersection within the city.
Jim, on the signal front, kind of continuing that conversation point, is this something that we will now see here in Emporia for, you know, upcoming projects at stoplights, or is really this the game plan right now, at least for short-term period, this is going to be the only radar-based signal that we have?
There's conversation amongst our colleagues in our industry. You know, we reach out, we have conversations with other towns, the Manhattans, Lawrences, Salinas, Wichita's, Topeka, you know, and along with our vendors, and you know, where's everybody going, and what's the technology, what are you using, and so radar seems to be going that direction. So I think we'll probably be working our way towards that as we do new traffic signals. But as always, you know, we being a small town, we don't want to be on the bleeding edge of technology. We want to make sure what we're buying is tried and true as well. In addition to being, you know, a better product.
It is 7:28. Again, City Engineer Jim Hubert with us on our primetime newsmaker. What's going on underground, Jim?
So we bid Peyton Street water line improvements a couple weeks back, and awarded that project at the last city commission meeting. So expect to see that project starting probably in 30 to 60 days. That project is a new water main that will start at the 12th Avenue Water Tower and go east down 12th Avenue about half a block over to Peyton Street, and then down Peyton Street to 6th Avenue. We made improvements in Peyton Street between 6th and South Avenue about 3 years ago, so we'll skip over that portion of it and go down to South Avenue and go from along South Avenue from Peyton over to the line that connects onto our Industrial Park 3 water tower over there at Carter Street. So that'll be probably about a six-month project, and so we'd expect it to go from probably sometime in September to into January, maybe February, depending on the weather time. And then I guess picking back up, if talking about new projects, we're also bidding today our KDOT C-CLIP surface preservation project that we annually do. And that is a mill and overlay project from basically right outside our offices at Mechanic Street on 6th Avenue, US 50, going out to the East City limits. And we expect that project to last throughout the fall, probably to into October, some time frame like that.
On the Peyton Street project, this is the continuation of that work to get everybody connected from northwest to southeast, basically from a water treatment plant down to the southeast water tower, correct?
It is. This is one of those where our highest consumption is down in the Industrial Park 3 with our manufacturing base, and this is that thrust to get more water through our pinch points, which is the tracks, and get it down there, so that as their processes use water and their retorts kick on and off with their manufacturing processes, that there isn't as much of a drop in the system pressure, and we can adequately serve their needs down there as they're doing their manufacturing processes.
Only other question I had for you, Jim, is taking a look at street rehab, because I know a lot of cones started going out here about 3 weeks back.
Yeah, it did. So they're going to start milling surface lift of asphalt on Graphic Arts and 18th Avenue this week, which is up around the high school and around, I call it the hotel zone, right off I-35. And they'll follow it up with asphalt paving, and then they're going to work their way kind of southeast. Then we're doing Wilson Street, 5th Avenue. Then after that, Botwin, South Exchange, Union Street, and we're paving, as a part of this, also zoo bus parking lot down around the zoo education building. And so that's, that'll be taking us into probably September, early October time frame on street rehab. And maybe the only other project, and I guess I was remiss not mentioning this one, is Metropolis Edition's got sanitary sewer and water line improvements going on that started this past week out there. So that 27 lot subdivision has that going, and we bid the street improvements at the end of the month.
Everything on track, everything seems to be on schedule. Always good to hear that, Jim. Always good to have you on to give us an update. We certainly appreciate this important information.
Ron and Chuck, I thank you very much for having me on, and I hopefully I shed a little light on some of the reasons that we've got construction going on within the city.
Always good to hear from you, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Emporia City Engineer Jim Huberts with our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, specifically the 7:20 to 7:30 slot,